This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Bald and the Beautiful.
Bald and the Beautiful. We can't go to Napa.
We're back. Happy New Year. I hope that you made it into the New Year safe, sound, in your right mind. I got churchy, but all of those things. Come on.
Hope you ain't dead.
We hope you ain't dead. All right. So, we're back.
That's why
I am Miss Kev on stage.
Kevin Fredericks.
That chick angel.
Marcus Tanksley.
Yes, and we are back, and we're going to talk about Married at First Sight Season 12 in Atlanta, Georgia.
Before you start, let me say something before we start this episode about Atlanta, Georgia.
Y'all ain't red no more. Y'all blue.
I want to go.
To Atlanta?
These people was eating nachos, drinking Moscow Mules.
Listen, it's wild in Atlanta.
You can go ahead and go. I ain't going.
They were drinking Moscow Mules.
It's the wild, wild South.
I know they hilarious. They got COVID tests and all that stuff, and then they was right back in them restaurants, clinking glasses
with
and
no
stuff.
COVID tests. They were surrounded by people that's like, out here living
COVID. The only people that had masks on was the people at the Wedding Dress Factory.
They were just like, I don't know.
I know
like,
people that live in Atlanta.
We didn't been tested.
I know people that live in Atlanta. They was like, we're not leaving our house.
Yes.
It is ridiculous.
There were people in a club packed to see Lil Bow Wow in Houston last night.
Yeah.
Lil Bow Wow. You resting your house for Boward Woward? So anyway, I just want to get that off my chest. I was jealous AF.
I ain't going to Atlanta. I done been in them COVID streets. I'm done. Never going back.
I'm not mad. Yeah, y'all kind of wild out there in Atlanta. I ain't going to lie to you. But we're going to talk about the couples. We're going to go in order of appearance. Sure. I'm not going to lie to you. We've spent the last 10 minutes trying to remember who was who. Angel.
I remember these folks.
She's got them down.
I got them down, too.
You got
pilot boy, flight attendant girl, 80s boy. Together. I'm just naming the people. Oh. You got
not rememberable white girl.
Yes.
That girl. I
don't even know her name. Angel has told me this woman 3 times and I keep saying, I'm missing somebody. It's the non-memorable girl.
Let me show you the picture that I got up that's hilarious. All the couples are in all their pictures except
Haley
her.
Is off to the side.
That's 80s boy.
That's the 80s
and
boy,
non-memorable girl.
And not memorable girl.
Yeah.
They cut her off.
Literally, it won't even scoot over. Like, I can't even.
That's hysterical. It's so sad, but also so indicative of exactly what we're saying.
Yeah. You got biracial strong band.
I was going to say, y'all don't want me to start naming these people off because it gets so racial and offensive.
Okay.
Church
that's
boy
how
Christian.
I remember people, though.
Church boy Christian.
And then church boy girl Christian, real estater.
Yeah.
Paige.
Yep.
And okay.
I don't remember the rest.
And then Vincent and Brianna, who we're starting with.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So let's start with Vincent and Brianna. I'll pop up a little picture here.
Is it Brianna or Bianca?
Yeah, she's the engineer.
She's the engineer. Yeah. Okay, Brianna's the engineer.
Black woman
and
engineer.
And Vincent is
the entrepreneur.
I ain't going to lie to you. As he was talking, I was like, so do you have CEO in your bio, which means?
Hilarious.
CEO,
he had all them Mercedes cars in his in his little intro thing.
Right?
He had all the Mercedes in his intro package.
Yeah, he's
does he sell car? What is
he
what was
he at a dealership?
I was going to say, I think he's a car salesman.
Yeah.
But they called him a broker.
That's what I wasn't understanding. Yeah.
I've heard of car brokers before. Like, I could do that. It'd just be like, what you looking for? All right, I found
it. Is it really a car salesman or is he a person that buys cars and then sells them to dealerships? Or does he actually interact with people?
He ain't say. Ain't no telling.
I don't know.
He work at Nissan. Let's
not
just say
Nissan. That. Nissan was just a funny one to work at.
At Nissan.
You know, you sell me an Altima and Hush.
Yeah. I mean, he sell Acuras too. It's cool.
That's hilarious. So my thoughts on Brianna, and then we'll give our predictions. That's how we did it last time?
Yeah.
My thoughts on Brianna. Super type A personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very.
A is ambitious and all that?
Go-getter and trolling. Well, in control. Likes to be in control.
Like someone who cleaned up after people.
She's yes. Okay. Yes. I liked her question, though. You don't want to maybe put that in the sink?
Yeah.
That's honest right there.
It is.
You ain't going to put them back where they're supposed to go.
But I love her because the fact that she's an engineer and like is math girl and like all of that. And she's black. And I just absolutely adore those traits about her.
I mean, engineering but her friends, math because,
huh?
Hey.
He's like, I'm an engineer, and don't you?
Well, there's different. Yeah,
is she a structural engineer?
I don't know.
I think she's in construction.
Okay, because she said she'd be on job sites.
I'm like, I know what that is.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I saw that. I was like, blue,
I can't read drawings to save my life.
I was very intrigued. Go ahead.
The last thing I was going to say is her friends, when she was sitting down telling them that she was picked, and they was like, girl, are you sure? Because you're stubborn.
She was
like,
that was
I'm
funny.
A great mate. And she was like, do you really think that, huh?
Right.
Hey, that's some honest friends you need in your life.
You do. But I was like, y'all, just somebody be happy for this girl.
I know. Low-key hating, but it's all good. We get it.
But she said it was so strange for her to be stubborn. She says a lot of times in relationships, she would change herself.
Yeah.
Like she would first look at complete physical, and that would be the reason that she would want to be with somebody. And then she would try to morph herself into working with that person. So that seems strange. Her friends call her stubborn, but she's like, I'll try to become whatever it needs to become to be in a relationship. So yeah. I don't know. And then the little Vincent,
I gotta be little?
little Vincent. He became little Vincent at the bachelor party. That's when he turned to little Vincent. Because first he starts off as this, I just want to have a family, want to be there like my dad was. It wasn't even like he wanted a wife. He just wants a family. That's all he talked about. I want some kids. I want to be that dad. And then he was all up on that tattooed strip.
Yes, he was all up on.
I want some of that.
I ain't gonna talk about the girl like that. But hey, talk about that. I'm trying to get in that. Like what?
He said, if I woke up to you, I would be happy.
He did. He did say that. I was like, okay, again, you say you want a family.
Listen,
what
the wife is a means to an end to him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We can be divorced.
That becomes problematic if you can separate the wife from the family.
Listen, because you can get a family without the wife.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
The other thing, this is random but funny. His friend reminded me of Jacquees. You don't Jacquees?
The singer?
Yes. You guys don't remember? Jacquees. How do you spell it?
I'm thinking of Jamiroquai.
J-A-C-Q.
You thinking of a white dude?
Yeah.
You guys don't remember his friend that he was talking to that was offering him, and he had the glasses and the lock? Uh-huh. That's all I could see.
Oh, you wouldn't know Jacquees.
Oh.
I'm surprised I know him, to be honest.
Who's Jacquees?
That's a singer.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got.
So
anything else?
Are we doing predictions?
Yes,
last,
ma'am.
Right?
So Kev, we can start with you. Brianna and Vincent, make it or don't. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
We get to change this later or no?
Yeah. This is a living document. We change it throughout.
Okay, I'm here for it. Your preliminary prediction.
I'ma say they gonna make it. Nah, the tattoo stripper. That's Brett energy.
Nah, he's not the Brett.
Nah. Remember when Brett was acting up at the bachelor party? What I'm talking about.
Yeah, but we all saw that at the beginning. This dude want to be married. But that's your prediction. Go ahead. I'm going to let you know.
I'm going to say they're going to make it.
Hello.
There's only one couple that I feel like.
You unstable.
There's a couple couples I don't think.
They're in.
I
like Brianna. I believe in her.
I believe in Brianna as well. I think that I'm going to go with yes.
We're just talking about making it to a decision day, right? Like, say yes at decision.
Yeah, say yes.
Yeah. They're going to say
yes. Yeah, I think yes as well.
I think she will support him in his dreams, which was a big thing for him.
It was a big thing for him.
And I think she'll actually help him execute those dreams. She'll be like, let's write down a plan.
Yeah.
Action plan, smart goals. So I actually think they will make it.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to make it. She's going to make him a better him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
She just seemed to have her stuff together. But together they're going to have to grow.
Yeah,
as of right now, they're definitely gonna make it. Right?
Yeah, I think so too. I think Brianna could, like you said, help him. I also think
the stripper thing gonna come back up.
Though. I do too, but 1,000%. He wasn't as bad as Brett was disrespectful.
I mean, Brett's a whole different creature altogether. Let's get off him.
Okay, fine.
That cat
boy. Okay, next couple: Virginia and Eric.
Yes, that's the biracial boy. No. Sorry.
Virginia's the young girl, drinking girl.
And then he's the pilot.
There they are. Yeah.
Party girl
and the pilot.
She needs a boyfriend that's playful.
I need to remember.
This was a terrible match. There's the huge age gap, which is not to say that that can't work, but he is. He said he's super conservative.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, so he voted for Trump.
This.
Like, as soon as he said it, I said, okay, got it.
They definitely got Trump energy, though. They ain't got that. They ain't got Mr. T.
I don't want Trump business in my government.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Oh, I was just going to say, and then she's so focused on partying. She said it so many times in her package. She was like, if he doesn't drink, that's going to be a problem.
That ain't how she said it. If he doesn't drink, it's going to be a problem. I really want somebody to have fun with. I like that upward inflection was killing him. I like to hook up with people and have fun.
So
that's
think,
all she talked about. Yeah. All her pictures was like on the beach. I'm like, girl, what else do you do?
The thing is, what are they? 26 and 34. What is that? 8 years?
Yep.
Okay. That's not a huge age gap, but she is a young 26.
Right. She's young. Yes. She's immature. And he's an old, I've been married already.
Yes.
34. Wait, how old is, he's 34. He's got the mind of a 48-year-old.
He reads a newspaper still.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Local. Not USA Today, Wall Street Journal. Let me get the Georgia Times.
And he loves what he does. This is the thing. He loves what he does because he's a pilot.
And he was falling.
Which is already impressive.
Yes, he was.
But he likes to fly for fun. That's what he does on his free time. He's flying his own plane.
Right.
And you, Greg, put him with a chick that can't get out of a bar off her face. Come on,
this
man.
This woman was throwing up.
Throwing up from drinking so much.
I can't. And then when they did, let me see, because I wrote it down. When she was doing her confessional and she was just like, I feel like...
Yeah, she was toe down.
I was like,
that's
ma'am.
Like college frat.
She was like, third speech. Like, yeah, you want some man?
I thought this was the one of the worst pairings of the season. I was like, why would you set this man up who's already had a divorce before?
Yeah, I agree.
For something that is ultimately going to end in divorce.
What did they say when they said this is why we picked them two?
That they are the kind of like they will pull each other out of their shell. Like because he needs to start living life more, that she'll get him out of his shell. And then I guess he'll give her health insurance. I don't know.
Sometimes they do this. That's what they try with Henry and the other girl. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is people burrow more into their own personality.
They are. Yeah.
You know, Henry was like, I'm not going nowhere. She's like, well, I'm going to my friend's house. Yeah. And also, I don't have a house.
Right. One of the friends said it during the matchmaking special, and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. She said, people could match on paper, but what's often not accounted for is human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the missing element of this whole matchmaking process is opposites attract, and generally that does happen. But what you don't make account for is, do I want to really come out of my shell?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to be open and receptive to it? Mm. Am I just going to entrench deeper into my own storyline? And therefore now I'm, what's his name? Eric. And so now I'm looking at you like you are a child. Oh, you are childish.
Yeah,
you are immature. I think you might be an alcoholic. Like, you don't. And then, and that's toxic. That's just going to be toxic arguments, because now she's going to be fussing at him. You old, you boring, you this. And that's not a good situation.
But the problem is, let's say
he shouldn't be parting crazy when he's flying.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. If he's a commercial pilot, commercial airliner pilot, he's going to be gone for weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just going to be out partying and hooking up with people and hooking up with the wrong guy. And it's going to be a oops. Like, what is she going to do while he's gone?
Yeah, she's not one to just stay at home. Okay, so I do not think that Virginia is ready to settle down. Nah. I think, unfortunately, because of the way she's the one, her parents got divorced several times.
Well, not several times. They got divorced and then remarried.
Oh, I got lost in that story.
Her mom's been married 15 times from what I got.
Man, who came? So her stepmom came and saw her?
So the person her dad is married to came to see her.
Her dad was acting like he was like, Atlanta, huh?
Yeah. He was not having it.
With the blacks?
What she was saying that was confusing. She kept saying my parents kept coming back and he would come for a couple months and then leave. So I was like, well, did they get back together? But I think she was just saying that they haven't had a good relationship until recently.
Oh.
The mom and the dad were not.
Because it's weird to have your stepmom come.
And neither of your birth parents.
I thought that was weird.
Oh, her mom wasn't in the room as well?
No, that was her stepmom who surprised her.
It was her stepmom and a stepmom.
So I thought it was her friend, her mom, and then her stepmom.
No, it was two friends and her stepmom who pulled up.
Oh, that's different.
And that's why I was like, that is... I mean, blended family, I get that. But usually you come with the person that was the introduction.
But her daddy wasn't with the shenanigans.
No.
He was like, you going to do what, little girl?
Yeah.
And she was like, so what do you think? He was like, well, I told you I didn't agree with it. I don't know what you want me to change my mind.
How much further you want me to go with this?
The family usually is like, well, this is crazy, but if it's
I'm going to support you.
I actually appreciated A Married at First Sight where the family wasn't on board. I think these folks were a little harsh, but most of the time they're like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. You're married a stranger. This is fantastic. I would appreciate it them being like, girl, you finna do what?
Right.
On a whole entire show?
Can you imagine Zay Zay
with somebody you don't know?
Mama, look,
I'm going to marry somebody I never met. Man, that First Sight season 1000?
I would. I feel like I would be like, I can't be on camera because I got questions.
I'd be like, all right, we believe in divorce too. Let's
go. Yeah, the Lord didn't agree with it, but he allowed it.
And I'll be like, check your phone just in case I see her backstage before. Check your phone because I might text you and be like,
can you imagine getting Angel as the family?
I couldn't do it.
Your mom's
always
twerking. What's up with that?
Hey. Whole time.
All right, Virginia. Oh, go ahead.
No way.
I think it was it.
No. She going to do something to piss him off. He going to be like, you know what? Being single was cool. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just fly my little single engine, you know, when on my off days. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with no. I just don't think they're compatible at all. They will find little to no commonality.
Yeah. I'm definitely going with the no. To your point, you said you don't think she's ready to settle down. She literally said those words out of her mouth.
She
said,
did.
I want somebody that will go on adventures with me. I'm not ready to settle down.
Oh, girl, why'd you apply?
That man closer to 40.
Than he is. He's closer to 50 than he is 40.
In temperament.
Yes.
For
yes.
sure.
So, no, it's not going to happen.
I have hope.
Do no, you, Marcus Tanksley?
They're going to fail. she don't need anything that he's bringing to the table right now.
No.
Like, this girl's got a lot of growing to do.
Uh-huh.
Like, a whole lot of growing. She's, like you said, she's a... 26-year-old? You said young. I call immature 26-year-olds.
She is.
Yeah. She acts like a 22-year-old.
They gave him a daughter, not a wife.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. I wonder if the roles will be child parentified. Like, I feel like he might feel like he has to parent her, and that's not...
Mm-mm. That ain't sexy.
Yeah, he's in the hangar with his jet and his sports cars in the background. Like, this man has done well for himself.
And go ahead.
I was about to say, it's not to say that he might not enjoy if they end up having any sexual chemistry.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's
gonna
exactly.
Be, you know what she sounds like? You remember back in the day? Back in the day when all them 1-900 things would come on late at night.
And the only girl,
thing,
I mean,
yeah, the call
sex thing. Girls.
Yeah, the phone set. And all they say is, going to be a lot of fun. It's going to have so much fun. It's going to be so fun. It's like, that's what she sounds like.
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. Big girl six energy.
I think that in the beginning, it'll seem like he's enjoying it. Because I think in the beginning, he will be like, oh my gosh, she's so much fun. And I'm having so much fun. And look at how much fun I'm having. And this is so great because I've never done this. And then the real world, like after the honeymoon and the real world sets in and he has to go to work. Mm-hmm. And she's like, nobody needs work. Let's stay in the house.
Yeah. What does she do for a living?
She's going to nursing a hangover.
I don't know what she does.
I think she is a married first sight person. That's what's on her thing. Occupation.
No, there was quite a few like food delivery people. What was there?
I don't remember anything about this girl.
Oh, no,
but there was but party thing. I don't know.
It was completely something different I was watching.
Virginia, they don't say. They don't say what she's done because I don't think she's done anything. He's tickled easily. So I think, like you said, that it'll be fun at first. And then he'll be like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You don't have a job? Yeah. You don't have anything?
You mean
that's why
you
want to
live always and forever?
She's got shot glasses.
Yes.
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 She's still got
hilarious.
Shot glasses.
That makes so much sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you keep that, it tells you a lot about a person.
Sure enough. Sure enough. Okay, next couple. Child, this is what I want to talk about. Paige and Chris.
Oh, my God. That's so funny you wrote down blessed with the
because
money sign.
Because I want to know.
Guess what they put in his name?
I know, but
producers, did y'all do that? Or did he request it?
That looked like an Instagram handle.
That looks like he was like, actually, what I was thinking was that I could do blessed, but because I'm so wealthy and I don't want a woman going after me for my money, I need to flaunt how much money I have. So can you make the S's dollar signs?
Can I start?
Go.
Please.
So this dude, he's got a lot of self work. Self work to do.
Mm.
He's toxic.
Toxic.
Yes,
I would agree.
Toxic.
Boy, I'm going to agree as
toxic. For you to,
yes, he's toxic. He
Britney Spears.
The way he comes off is like, all right, if you're God's gift to this world, you are fresh out of a divorce or relationship.
No, relationship, not a divorce.
The recent divorce. One, too.
He yes, proposed recent, 3 months
in
ago.
2020.
He proposed yes. in February.
Yes.
And like March, they were broke off.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and they had only started dating in like November.
October.
Right.
Yeah. So
when do you think they shot this?
Big.
Like 2 months ago, probably. Two,
I
3 months
fireworks
ago.
Fireworks in the background. Was that like
4th of July?
I thought that was a lightning storm.
Oh, I did see lightning in one of the scenes.
Paige, okay, Paige's so. family, maybe so.
In Atlanta, it'd be.
It could be either of those.
Yeah.
But the point is, within a year, you were just engaged.
Right. Just engaged. So for him to have all this going for himself, it seems like any woman that knows him would be, hey, I want to be with Chris. Yeah, Chris. But I'm like, so you got all this going for yourself, but yet you sign up for a show for someone to marry you that does not know you at all.
Yeah.
Like, what does that say? I don't know. Because
he kept saying women just wanted him for his money.
No,
like,
you
could
go
out of town and find somebody that don't know you.
Yeah. Is he a finance manager, like, of stocks and stuff? Or, like, because you know at the car dealership, the finance manager comes and they do the final numbers.
Right.
That makes more sense, seeing as he moved to Florida and was worked in a car dealership.
Mm-hmm. You probably right.
If he talking all that crazy, he work at a car dealership.
But he owns a restaurant. Supposedly he owns a restaurant.
Oh, he did say that too.
You can
oh,
be, I missed that. But there could be 12 people that own that one restaurant.
That's true.
That's true.
Or one. It could be like a 4-seater restaurant. You never know.
That's also true. And actually, starting a restaurant is not as expensive as I thought.
No, it's not.
You can start a restaurant. Maintaining one is.
There's a lot of risk. Yeah.
There's a lot of risk, but you can get one for 60 to 80.
I mean, he just the flashy, and even when they were getting their tuxedos and stuff, he was like, you know, I just want to stand out, be dressed different from the rest of the grooms. I'm like, what's that got to do with you and your wife?
Bro, I ain't thinking about her.
He's not thinking about her. I think this is by far one of the meanest ways they could have put together a couple on this show. I feel like they are setting up Paige to get her feelings hurt, which is really frustrating because he is so much about the physical, so much about sex.
That's
and
all
because,
talking about.
And this is not to say she is not pretty. I actually think she is pretty. Mm-hmm. I'm not, I don't thank really like
that
it
white
days.
Girl says she has an enormous butt.
That girl got body.
She got the boobs. Mm-hmm. I don't like how she styles herself.
She has a body, yada, yada.
But the way that he talks about beauty makes me think that he's talking about the
wilding out girl beauty.
Oh yeah, like the very toxic way in which we see beauty for black
sure.
women.
Yeah,
light skin, like a Nicole Ari Parker type beautiful.
Boris wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Which obviously Paige is very far from.
Right.
And because he's talked so much about it, I know us as the viewers, we're going to be. That's the first thing we're going to be looking at is like
how he reacts.
How is he responding to her physically, and I just think he's very immature. I think she's so eager to be married that she will probably overlook or try to like look past a lot of his toxicness. But I really think I could not believe that they chose him.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Chose him, period. Not even
let's
for her,
say it.
But
casting,
the fact that he's
period.
On the show.
Yeah. It's rare that guy talk makes guys uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And we're at the bar, they're like, what if she's ugly? They're like, yo, what? Come on, man. You got to get your nerve on
top
like,
of his.
Yes. When men are like, yo, you got to chill. You wrote that down?
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm afraid he won't be attracted to Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like.
Yeah. But even they were like, well, you got to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
It's a lot more past looks. You know, it's marriage. It's like.
He made all the other
like
dudes
his mom,
uncomfortable.
Was that his mom? It said, looks fade.
Grandmother.
Oh, yeah. Grandmother. She was like, listen, like, I was fade. Something else when I was 18. You understand me? I
she
ain't
was
looking
cute,
like that.
Though.
She was. She was like, you understand me? I am what I am now. And your grandfather loves me. But I think she said, looks fade, but the heart doesn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody in this show is trying to tell him. He's like, yeah. Beauty and
but
sex.
But he's looking for really somebody that sounds like really, really pretty, but a freak. And I'm like,
submissive.
If you have a wife and she's a freak, guess what? If she's already a freak on her wedding night, she's been a freak for a lot of people.
I used to tell my kids
you need to build that,
in,
freak.
Bible study. I said, if somebody's good at sex at now, they've been having sex.
And
God, you got to
wasn't
practice.
Doing a fraction of the stuff she's doing now.
Hello?
But it's about that coaching. It's like, all right.
Yo,
let's run to the kitchen and grab some tools.
What's wrong with you?
He's a whole
just saying. Fool. Like you don't want that.
So it came out of nowhere.
I was like, "What is happening?"
That man said a fraction.
You didn't be like, Yeah. You gotta say something in fourth quarter. It's like, hold on, you started off hot. Like, you perfected this.
Got in high.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I won't be a freak. Like, man, calm down. Put your mind
that far past I feel like that. he wants Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want Tinder. You want to swipe to a beautiful woman. You want to hook up. I don't know that you want. I don't know if you want a marriage. Like, I don't want to skip ahead too much, but I think it was 80s boy who was like, I feel like in today's dating app world, people don't give love a real chance. Mm-hmm. Like, because you swiped onto somebody, you just get in and get out. I feel like, you know, I need a bigger shot at making it work. And I don't know that Chris is in that. And everybody around him, the preacher,
everybody was trying to help with the
mascara hairline.
The edge sketch. Oh my God.
Was it not mascara? What you put on your eyelashes?
That's mascara.
Black is a mascara? Yeah, see, I know. Tank's punches. Make sure y'all check me out. but what did shock me is at the bachelor party, he was just like, you know what? I ain't gonna take no real woman. I ain't gonna go over here. I'm gonna stay away from them because I don't want to disrespect this person that I don't know yet.
Yeah.
So that did throw me. I was like, no, hold on.
Because he like church boy. But you know, church boy them take some women down.
This was my problem. My ultimate problem with Chris.
You go ahead. What's your ultimate?
I feel like I'm trying to dance around what I want to say.
He ain't that cute to be asking for heels.
Well, amen to that. But in addition,
when people say, first of all, you shouldn't
calm down.
Say what you're saying.
Calm down, now, sir.
Pumping brakes. Hold
everybody
horses,
simmer say. Down. But in addition, I feel like I'm gonna just say it, and I'll decide in real time if I'm gonna edit it out. Real life church men like him are toxic.
I know you want to say F boys.
No, because he's the drummer type of church.
I knew you
boy.
Were going to say that.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
time.
Tell the truth, Melissa.
He weaponizes religion and the Bible to use against a woman and the agency she has over her body, over her sex life, over her mind, over all of it. And
you know,
that's
she's on agency.
Not,
she
and listen to me. When I saw him in the thing, I was like.
She clapped.
And she said agency. Yes. Anytime Lissa get on agency, she ain't messing
around. That's why I don't like him. And my fear is Paige is so gung-ho about being married that she's going to bend too far to please him.
You know what? Her family was like, what about your deal breakers? She's like, deal breakers. She was like, but all the people, she said God-fearing and something else.
Yeah.
God-fearing and wanted children.
Yes. And they were like, you was with God-fearing people and you broke up. She was like, I ain't got a good answer for that.
She
was completely stumped.
Yeah.
She's like, that's a good point.
She did say the timeline.
But hopefully she's not willing to submit too far because it does sound like she just wants to be married to the person with those standards. Mm-hmm. But even the person with those standards that she's seen in her past ain't gonna work out all the time.
That's not a given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God fearing is a spectrum.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, switch the spectrum. 1-800-3 whatever
can't
the number
stand
is.
You. The other thing that really made me go, was he was like, I was a preacher, but I wasn't making enough money.
Oh, ain't nobody ever said that out loud.
I was like,
people don't go into that ministry to get rich.
So that let me know how much the surface is so important to him.
Yeah.
And that even if I can understand if there are certain things that you aesthetically are attracted to, but even if she isn't all those things he needs, that he does not care about anything deeper, anything else that she brings to the table.
Yeah.
If you're going to admit that you decided to be homeless in your car rather than preach the word because you wanted to make more money.
What's that saying? That sentence was so loud. It felt like my TV turned that up. He said, I used to be a preacher, but I wasn't making no bread. I said, hold on.
It tripped me out.
But you went to be, like you said, went to be homeless instead? Man,
and then immediately was like, that's Big Jonah energy.
Yeah.
Like you were called, you were like, man, I'm moving to Florida. And was homeless for four months?
Yes. 4 months.
That's not common. Most people who are preachers, they will go almost bankrupt. And their family got to be like, bro, you heard somebody. Yeah. He was calling somebody else.
You heard talk to your auntie and she called you.
And the last thing that made me go, was the his pastor, big brother, hairline drawer owner. When he was like, he was like, and it's such a shame because he's not a bad looking dude. Mm-hmm. So that just draws your attention. Yeah. I was like,
I feel like the cameras were pristine. Yes, they're like, hey, Kev, look at this. Crazy, huh?
Every time his eyebrow went up and that hairline was in the wrinkles of his forehead, I'm like, hair don't grow right there. Not even on apes.
Hair don't grow right there. Not even
but
on apes.
His whole thing was, I knew when he said, I knew my wife was my wife because she was the only woman mm-hmm. I had been in a relationship mm-hmm. with that I hadn't had sex mm-hmm. with. Excuse me, Pastor. You're a whore. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And I wanted to draw. She was like, no. And I was like, I'm going to marry you.
Yeah.
You said no to the cat.
Yeah.
You my wife.
Let me get on the
I'm going to get these panties.
Let me get on the sanctification tip.
He said, my flock has never said no to me, and you did. That's why I'm down this aisle.
And also, what creeps me out, preachers using preacher voice in non-preacher scenarios, uh-huh. it always is, just talk.
Just talk regular.
Just talk regular. Nobody, I would like a number three with large fries. I want an increase.
I'm in the backseat. Pastor, hurry up so we can go.
Sir, there's 300 cars behind us. You know we can't go inside.
Oh, my God.
You get it's weird outside of the pulpit. It's weird. You gotta just talk. Let me get a number three with Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to go to Zaxby's.
I just pray that Chris is just shown himself in a bad light and that he's better than what he's showing.
He could have just had a bad episode.
And if it's not, though.
Yeah, he said a lot of bad stuff.
He has. He said
that was
a lot.
Two episodes.
He jumped off the screen. Yeah. Oh, it was two episodes.
Yeah.
It was tripping with 2 hours.
I
said, bro, I got this. Is
fell
a
asleep three
this
times.
Is about as long as Wonder Woman 84. I had to break it down, and I watched it on Prime with no commercials. I was like, enough.
I enjoyed it.
I feel like I'm getting married.
You enjoyed it.
I'm gonna tell you why though, because I hate when you have to wait another season. I mean, another
week.
I do
agree with that. Also, I do agree with that.
Just go to the wedding, then straight to the honeymoon.
Yeah. I agree with that.
God, this 4 weeks. I don't nobody care. So I'm just playing Married at First Sight. Come back and sponsor us on this here podcast.
They're like, the way y'all be talking about us,
we talk about it because we love it.
Yeah.
Right. If we didn't care about it, listen, other shows, we couldn't get into it.
This is how people talk when they're not in front of the camera.
That's
so you're seeing it right here.
And that's why y'all probably ain't calling us. y'all ain't going to call us. We ain't finished sugarcoating nothing. We're going to talk like we're talking here, or we're going to keep it on this YouTube page. Now call us or don't.
But call us.
But also call us. Cause we've seen some of the other review shows snooze fest. It ain't interesting when you got
to
be all say the nice thing. We want
to
say what the people think.
On their own review show, they have a prediction thing. And I was like, did I get this from y'all? Y'all got it from me.
Listen, when I saw that they had already predicted the last season, I said, so y'all been around here, huh? I did not know.
How y'all copy us and post y'all video first? This is our idea. How y'all have 7 seasons of this that we started last year?
I was
in our minds?
I was right now years old when I found it out. I thought they just took it from us. I just didn't care.
How you take this from us and you got 7 seasons worth?
This is ridiculous.
You
witchcraft.
Started before us? It's a witchcraft. It's hot in here. Is AC off on Saturdays?
I think it is.
That was only Sunday.
It's off hours.
Oh, I'm sweaty.
How many hours is it off?
I'm over here sweating for real.
I am too. I got this.
Okay.
Paige and Chris together.
I think they going to self-destruct. Mm-hmm. I think his personality, she gonna find him not as God fearing as she wanted, mm-hmm. which is what her people were saying.
I
don't think they're gonna make it very much no.
Yeah, I'm going with the definite no as well. In addition, I don't think he'll want kids nearly as quickly as she will.
That's also true.
He kept saying you had to have kids so you can replicate yourself. I said, oh, well, you dumb.
He said he said he felt like he was put on. God anointed him.
Yes, see, this
to have kids.
His ego is crazy.
I can see why the casting director booked him.
Meaning for the entertainment
factor? For the entertainment factor. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, it is a television show. And if everybody was like as wholesome as I am, it'd be boring. So you need your New Yorks and Tamars and Mini Leaks.
You're right.
What is happening? I actually would like to say this is an absolute no, but I'm going to put them at a maybe.
Really?
I can see the maybe.
I'm going to put them at the maybe just because.
I said no, though.
Just because I do think a part of him is putting on a show. That's the reason why he had all those questions. He's like, oh, we got to do questions? I'm going to ask him all the questions. What if you have a baby?
Even the fellas got to know it. Like, you asked a lot of questions.
They went outside and talked about it.
Yes, they did. They were like, this Chris is a mess. So I'm hoping that he's putting on a little bit of a show. And then also, I also think Paige will bend as much as she has to make this work.
That's also a good factor. I'm not changing my mind, but one factor in marriage is what your partner's willing to accept or not. Mm-hmm. And if your partner accepts more of your part or of your negative personality or whatever, mm-hmm. it stands to reason that you'll stay together longer. Yeah. Until they be like, all right, I'm not finna do this no more. Mm-hmm. And then you really gotta change. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm here instead of there.
Okay.
Yeah, with them, it's kind of early for me to say. Right now, going off of the past couple episodes, I would say no, but I think I got to go with a maybe. Just because as much as she may be willing to bend, she does seem like one of them real ones. Mm. And I think she'll bend to a point to be like a fishing pole. It's like, no, but you come back here a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this thing ain't going to work at all.
It was. Mm-hmm.
And he may be willing to, you know,
get
himself together. Like I said, he might have to do some self-work, or maybe she's going to have to show him that he needs some self-work. Mm-hmm. This boy, I still stand by, he's toxic. Anyway, so yeah, I got to go with a maybe.
All right.
Apple. Okay, next one is Haley and Jacob. Mm-hmm.
These people.
The forgettable white girl in 80s
Boy. Oh, yeah, I ain't got a 80s boy.
Okay, 80s boy, remember?
I like 80s boy. He built a beach in his backyard.
He did.
He did.
He said, man, I was like, You
see him all cut up and shredded doing his workout.
Yeah.
This is the
most fit group of Married at First Sighters.
We've been calling Haley because she her personality doesn't stand out as much as some of the other people. And we can't remember who she is.
I have watched her thing 4 times and can't remember her.
Is this Haley?
And it's not a bad thing, but it's hilarious because the picture that I'm holding up of this couple, she is completely cut off. Yeah. You can't even see her.
So I can do it.
If he screenshots it.
I'll screenshot it.
Put it from your iPhone.
I want to make sure I include it. This is the thing about Haley was the always the bridesmaid girl.
Yes.
Oh, she was drinking the beer when she told her friends. Is that her?
A few of them was.
Drinking a beer, geez.
Yeah, they were sitting outside.
So specific.
In the parking lot?
No,
I could already see it by now.
Remember, they were in the. It was her and 3 other white girls.
My note said her friends played her, and I don't even know what I meant by that.
I remember always the bridesmaid girl.
Yeah, she was always the bridesmaid.
She's like hopeful.
She's just like, we're going to see. I think her friends are skeptical. Long of the short is, they are not interesting enough for us to have a full conversation about them.
Yeah. He wants to be married. Yeah. He said he looked in the mirror and said, you're almost 40.
Right.
He had some regret.
He
was like, I felt like I was settling. He looked around the corner and said something better coming. And there was a couple years there where nothing came. He was like, you tripping.
Right.
He was the workout dude that was bigger when he was younger. Dude. Was he bigger when he was younger and he had an older brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Yeah.
I don't remember this woman at all.
I'm telling you,
she was drinking beers.
If they don't get bored off of each other. That's it.
What does he do? He's an engineer, computer.
He's person? A computer programmer.
Computer programmer.
I don't know. If she's attracted to him, I think they'll be okay. It doesn't look like they have any type of chemistry in that photo that you have, Melissa. It looks like they're just like, okay, brother.
There's a 10-year age gap I didn't realize either. She's 28 and he's 38.
Yeah, but she looks older.
Yeah, and she's not young minded.
No, she's not young minded.
I didn't see anything in their personalities that to me that would repel them from each other. I think they'll definitely work out.
I think they're in.
She said the only thing she said was she is not quick to let down her guard because she's had so many bad situations in the past. So they might be like more of a crock pot type of love.
Uh-huh.
Where they slow.
That was a good analogy.
Oh, crock pot.
Yeah, the slow cooker.
I don't think there'll be anything that'll make them go, oh, I've got to get out of this now. But I think they'll both be willing to be like, let's really take the time to see.
He's the one that said that too. He's the one that said that I don't want to give up on love. Our generation does that.
Yeah.
His thing was Mr. Last Chance for Love.
Yes.
Before 40. Because he was like, this would be last chance I probably have to get married before 40.
It's not that old, is it though?
48? I mean, if you're in Georgia, people in the South typically get married in their young 20s. So to be close to 40 and not married,
that's
no
a good
kids.
Point.
Yeah, that's
I think California, like California, they don't get married till they're 78.
And listen, we got out here and was like, taking forever.
Then people aren't married here.
They're not.
They don't get married. And they don't have kids.
We were like the
We saw y'all. We said, regular blacks.
Yes. And we were the only ones. We were like.
Out of our entire group of friends. We
out
were the
here.
Married couple.
The
yeah,
married couple with the
We
kid.
Were the last to get married out of our friends back home.
Yes.
People was like, y'all almost in your late 20s. Y'all ain't married yet?
Everybody back home
got two
had
kids.
Kids
yet? Yeah.
Me and Melissa got married at 21. And all of our friends, a good amount of our friends already had kids or were married.
Yeah. That sounds about yeah. right.
And we were 21 and 20.
That's not old.
No, that's young.
Haley and Jacob, Kevin. Or any other thoughts?
It. No. Mm-mm. They going to make it.
I don't know.
They going to make it.
I'm going to just go with the majority. I don't remember them at all. I remember him being 80s. That's it. That's all I remember.
She's like, that's where I'm, period.
Yeah.
I think they will make it, not because they're sparks and not because they're so drawn to each other, but just because there's nothing else to do during a pandemic. I think that's what they'll be like. Listen, girl, where are you on your way to?
I actually can see that too.
So yeah.
Listen, he got the bench and his lawn. This is better than that.
He's got a corgi. Is that dog? The corgi? Is that kind of dog he got? The little short.
I don't remember him having no
dog. A little
doggy. I was about to say he had a dog.
Uh-huh. He was playing with him in the backyard in the beach.
You did what I'd be doing. You fast forwarded, didn't you?
Normally, I'd be paying attention. I don't know where I was.
It was a lot of new information.
Yeah.
It was a long, and it was a long episode, but I completely missed this couple.
Did you say yes?
Yeah, I said, yeah. Well, yeah, I'll say it again. They're going to make it. Not even because of the pandemic. There's nothing in their personalities that would push them away from each other, I don't think. I think they'll make it.
If they don't make it, it'll be her saying no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not him.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
I okay, agree.
Last couple, Clara and Ryan. I think this is one of very few interracial couples on the show.
Oh.
I think that they will find true love.
This is the couple is that
is
we
she the
actually,
flight attendant?
She's the flight attendant.
She basically said, I want a black dude.
You can hear the white privilege in her voice and the way
she said, I've been in protest. Black Lives. She didn't say Black Lives Matter, but she pretty much said Black Lives Matter.
Is the new I got a black friend.
Yeah. But she probably tried to say Black Lives Matter, and the producer was like, can you just say?
Can you not?
Yeah, no, she said everything that came out of her mouth was like, I want a black dude. He needs to be 6 foot.
She said she wanted a Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's Lori Harvey now.
She was like, I want something, ambiguous, something where I know that there's something going on in there. That's what I want.
It's a white girl voice.
That's what a voice it is. Killed me. She's the one who brought the lingerie to the ladies.
She did.
She was like, we can, mitch match, figure out who wants what.
I can do that all day versus this. And every time I talk,
we both were just irritated at voices. We really were. This is the one that we got to end with their wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it was so sweet.
His letter was beautiful. And I said, I would actually probably tear up if my groom that I didn't know wrote me that letter.
You got one that. You didn't write nothing like it.
But you'd be writing stuff all the time. I love you.
I don't.
And then you do too. Quit
would
lying.
Would I be right? I done wrote some stuff.
Shut up then.
You said I love you and rubbed his knee. I love you.
I love you. Bless you. Bless
writing.
Your heart. I was hoping the moment that he wanted to do the blindfolded moment where it's supposed to be intimate, I thought they were going to do that before they got in front of the audience. I was like, well, this is weird.
Yeah, to do it up at the.
Well, this is weird.
In front of all these people.
And
she
I
even
also,
said it. This is weird.
And I also felt like it was, I didn't like that he took away that, there's something about seeing your groom for the first time at the end of mm-hmm. the, so it gives you your brain time to process on your way up so that you're not giving your initial reaction in they face.
Yeah.
I was like, why would he take that moment from her? So now she got to be like.
He don't know.
Trying to look him up and down in his face, but what'd you say?
I said, he don't know.
He should even think about the fact that like he has to have the same reaction of seeing her from far away.
Angela's dude is 29.
I don't know.
They're actually the ones that's the closest in age, huh?
Yeah, they are.
They have the shortest. Paige and Chris only have a 1 year age gap.
She said she wanted somebody like an average of 6'1" in height. I said, oh, you got you a little baby.
He's not that tall. As I'm looking at this picture, they don't look happy.
Look at his face. Look at
that
smirk.
He looks like a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Look at that. That looks like a landing strip. On
I think what they got done well with them. He dates white girls.
Yeah.
She likes dating non-white guys. Yeah. I think that, I mean, of course, we can't account for like the human behavior of it all, but yeah. I feel like they're going to like each other. Yeah. I do feel they are going to like each other.
Personality-wise, I feel like they have a good shot.
Yeah, she looks at him and she can't tell what he is. It's like, what's in you?
Yeah.
Mm. Is that Puerto Rican? No, Latin?
Is that fetish or is that a preference?
I was thinking about the line on that.
I don't know. I don't.
The what?
I'm not.
Is it fetishing or preference?
I think it's fetish.
I think if it depends on what the reasons are.
That's true.
I think equates to if it's a fetish or if it's a preference. Mm, yeah.
Okay, it seems like she just, as far as looks, it's probably every single one of his ex looks just like her.
I agree.
I think for him, it's just probably a preference because that is what he grew up around. Yeah. So yeah. That is now what he has become comfortable with.
Yes, right.
I don't know about her and why she has gone after or dated mainly
she could. I got a feeling she could be in Switzerland and find a black dude. Like,
oh yeah, you. She got that metal detector for black dudes. She could.
You.
She don't got the black girl haircut though. The white girl black dude haircut.
She don't.
No, she doesn't.
She don't.
I don't know. I think they could I feel like that was the only thing that they matched them off of. You be liking the mixed dudes. You be liking the white girls. Oh my gosh. We found it. We cracked the code.
We found love.
And we cracked it. I don't know what else there is because he seems really simple. She seems really progressive.
Mm-hmm.
She took a picture in the overhead cabin.
Yeah,
What do you get out of there?
She complained a lot. She complains a whole lot when she was trying on her dress. She was just like, I hate it. I don't like this. I want applique, not lace. I hate this. And then even on the wedding day, my hair is not what I wanted. This is not how I do the hem. This hem is so stupid. I was like, girl, what is going on? What did
she
you
was
think?
It's a wedding day.
She was.
That's what y'all be doing.
Were you stressed
when
out?
I'm not paying for my wedding, I wasn't it's a stressed. Thing.
Wedding's a wedding. You only,
but I also wasn't happy with my wedding.
I was about to say, I remember you talked about this.
I probably should have been stressed.
So how much of your wedding did you decide or how much was it just decided for you?
It was pretty much all decided for me. I mean, I would say actually, that's probably not fair. It was probably a faux collaboration
between whom and what?
Between like me and my mom,
mm-hmm.
but really me accommodating what I knew my mom wanted. So it feels like we're making this together, but really it's like I know what you want, so I'm just gonna agree that like yes, that's also what I would like mm-hmm. as well.
One thing I liked, we had ribs at our reception. I was like, you don't usually.
I didn't even want to do it at that place.
I know you didn't. It was on base.
It was just terrible. It was a lot of things that I want to renew my vows.
Oh, we renew our vows.
I know y'all it's about to be epic. I can't wait to be there.
I want a dolphin to bring the wedding down.
I was just talking about this with Danny two nights ago. She was like, let's plan it right now. When's your anniversary in June? Let's do it now. And I was like, for what I want, I'm going to need more time.
Well, no, your 20th is not coming up yet, though.
No.
I thought she meant plan right now for the 20th.
No. She was like,
somebody call Seal.
Dope white
let's
mask.
Plan it now for June.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like,
June this year? No, girl, we can't even do nothing.
That's why I said,
I want to be wearing no maskus.
And I don't want to be the first super spreader event that psych, it ain't gone.
But it's going to be worth it.
It ain't gone.
They're going to be like, hey, I had a blast.
Contact tracing down to listen to them devouring.
Exactly.
I ain't finna do it on Zoom.
No, do it big. The whole
you do it on Zoom, I will shoot my computer.
Boom!
So mad.
Marcus, you know it's still going on other people's computers.
I'll shoot my phone.
Having it. I hate when somebody invites me to like a Zoom birthday party or something. I'm like, all of you people look stupid right now.
Guess what you're having for your birthday?
No,
Zoom
I ain't.
Birthday party.
Y'all enjoy
boo,
it.
Boo, boo, boo. You going to be on there.
Bet I don't. Like, what Marcus you going to call? Riding.
I'll be right with you holding up the. Say hi to everybody.
Right. We're in the car riding.
Throw it out the window.
Take riders.
I remember for our wedding, I did my hair and my makeup because I just didn't want anybody to mess it up. Mm. And he wasn't into makeup at the time. And he adamantly said, I don't like a whole bunch of makeup. So I was just like, why would I pay for anybody to put lip gloss on me? Pretty much. I'm not going to do it.
Where y'all wedding pictures at?
They everywhere.
Oh, I seen them when we made fun of y'all.
Yeah, they everywhere. When he had his little trace of a beard. Yeah.
Don't worry about my beard.
The trace of a beard. So I can understand wanting things to be a certain way, but had I not paid for my entire wedding, I would not have, I wouldn't have cared as much. But since I paid for it, I was like, I make every decision, point blank in a period.
And that's on who?
Mary had a little lamb.
So yeah.
Together?
Oh, they're going to make it.
I think they're going to make it.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, maybe. Man, make a choice.
No.
Okay.
Definitely.
They are going to
make
it.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yes, they are going to make it. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. I like it. All right. So listen, y'all, this has been an episode of The Bald and the Beautiful. Please leave your predictions on who you think's going to make it. Although I posted on my Instagram and all the folks were like, ain't nobody going to make it. All these couples are trash. A lot of people were like, everyone's a no for me.
Wow.
Not everyone.
Nah. I can't believe literally. Even Brianna and Vincent.
They said,
I thought for sure people would think they was in.
Brianna and Paige?
Vincent.
No, Brianna and Vincent.
Chad, I'd be forgetting. And first of all, I said Brianna and Paige.
That's I was like, they're not together.
Women. I was like, baby girl.
What's her name? Claire was like talking about, what's her name? The engineer.
Claire was talking about Brianna.
Brianna, she was like, I hate her. She's beautiful. She's an engineer. I just want her to love me. That girl loves her some black people.
She does. But honestly, I get it. I'd be having girl crushes hard.
Melissa be wanting to grind.
that is not what she meant.
The dance floor just coochie on the leg.
Get your monkey off of my thigh. That's what Angel.
But I do have girl crushes.
The bachelorette party. They were dancing like that. Monkey on the thigh.
Listen to Black Eyed Peas. See, man, Will I Am, they love you.
But no, I'll be having girl crushes too. Give me a good alpha female, somebody who be like getting stuff done. I'm like, oh my God, you're amazing.
I love y'all. Okay, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We'll be back next week, same time, same back channel. Also, maybe not the same time. Also, maybe not the same back channel. All right, bye.
What did this show come on for real?